The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 523. Today is the 13th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Ronnie. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, turn your firstborn into a high-performing machine. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. In the meantime, he was promoted to associate professor of physics and mathematics, and during his time at the university, Atanasoff was able to develop advanced computer machines and began to enter the field of computer science and technology. In the following years, Atanasoff continued to study various mathematical devices and classified them into two groups, analog and digital devices. The main problem the inventor found was that analog devices were slow and their accuracy depended on the performance of some parts of them. Digital devices such as computers with high performance and high efficiency, were also easy to use and brought important improved functions to the calculators. When DEC ceased sales in 1990, they had sold 600,000 units, making it one of the most popular minicomputers of all time. Atanasoff had his first experience with serious arithmetic. He had worked with the Monroe calculator, which was one of the best calculators of all time, but it still made him a really hard time. He spent hours doing various calculations and must have behaved in a serious way during his first experience. It also proved to be an operating system for other computer companies, which eventually used the computer as an inspiration for their own work. It was this experience that led Atanasoff to think about developing a better calculator, not only for himself but also for his family. In a factory, children can handle the operation of heavy machinery on a large scale, and 95% of children on farms are a useful source of manual labor. While no child labor is required on the family farm, the children can find work as temporary workers on neighboring farms. A farmer remarked, "For me, a boy born into a farming family is worth thousands of dollars. The whole family has to be hired as farm laborers. The seasonal needs of the outdoor industry require workers who forget the right place at the right time, and the seasonal needs of the outdoor industry require workers who get up and down at the right time. At the same time, it should be noted that factory work is for able, physical, men, and they must do better than that." Industrialists saw progress as a potential that was more for children than could be achieved by children. While the manufacturers employed women and children in this area, the men of the household were able to maintain the farm. This work was perceived as more productive than the work of a child and was therefore more valuable to the family as a whole. Emilium Grabarczyk was born by caesarean section at 25 weeks and is believed to be the smallest baby ever to survive such an early birth. The 7-month-old baby named Shani was named after her mother and father. Genius may look different from tortured artist to stubborn scientist, but what unites them has been preserved over centuries. Banks refused the lifeline, and he decided to call his best friend and colleague Dr. John D. Dyer to help. Banks succeeded for the first time in history in the first attempt on a high-performance machine. "I know a lot of mothers who really think the nappy genius is worth it, but I'm one of them. The best way to do this is to put a towel in a normal tub, put a naked baby in it and turn on the water. No one actually allows babies to sit in the water, so they freeze while they enjoy the bath time. I can't tell you how many things I've seen in garages and shipping, but I can't run into the store and just grab the first thermometer I find." American horse breeder and independent scientist who achieved exceptional results in more than one IQ test. The two are Christopher Michael Longan, born on March 25, 1952, and his son Christopher Jr., born in 1952. When tested, Einstein's IQ reached 210, but he estimated 170, according to his father. "I was a bonfire of snowflakes, so I played with them when they were growing up, and they were my bonfires." When he returned from testing in Bikini Atoll in July 1946, the Knoll computer project was already shut down and he made it a priority to shut it down by the end of the year. Mauchly and Eckert filed a patent for the General Purpose Electronic Computer in 1947, which was finally granted in 1964. The rights to the patent were sold to Remington Rand in 1951 to become Sperry Rand, and the company began to demand royalties from other computer manufacturers. A dispute over patent royalties eventually led to a lawsuit by Honeywell Inc. against S. Perry & Rand on 26 May 1967, challenging the validity of the ENIAC patent. Atanasoff left Iowa State in 1967 to get a job as an assistant professor of electrical engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Episode 523 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ronnie Shaw. Adios.